This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, John Cooper Clarke.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm still in Brooklyn for this programme. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, by the way. It's Sunday afternoon for you lot, and it's a Friday afternoon for me. And in the background in my apartment here in Brooklyn, you can probably hear the sounds of a man packing a bag. That's Foley artist and bass player Peter Jobson. Putting his bag together. Pete came out for New Year in Brooklyn. It was a good one, wasn't it?
There was some of the best dancing that Brooklyn's ever seen, I think.
I think so too. Peter managed to dance with all the best looking women in Brooklyn as well. At one point I was like, where is he? I've not seen him for a bit. Got a little bit worried, you know. And he was dancing with a woman in a red dress. What would you describe the style of dancing as being there, Pete?
It was a combination of flapping at one point, and then I said to her, if you spin me, I'll spin you.
Yeah.
At which point she got hold of me, span me round the room, let go, and I ended up on a pool table in my own pint of Guinness. But I'm pretty sure I got away with it.
You did. You look great. Yeah, it was a good one. And then New Year's Day, well, we just laughed, didn't we? I think we had a month. We thought we'd do something very British for a Brooklyn New Year's Day, and we watched loads of Monty Python and laughed all day. Incidentally, I noticed in that place, and I might have pointed it out at the time, none of the people dancing were putting their hands above their head. Did you notice that?
Yeah, maybe there's some law against that, but I instigated it towards the end of the evening. There was this lass in the red dress. She had her hands in the air by the end of it.
Well, there you go. You see, so bringing a little bit of our Celtic roots to the Brooklyn dance floor. Pete's opening the window there just to describe the scene for you. Pete's getting his flight a bit earlier because we woke up to, I'd say, at least a foot of snow outside the window. Here in Brooklyn. And can you think of a snow... I mean, the theme of my show last week was snow, Peter, so I can't do that again. Not last week, I beg your pardon. The last show I did here from Brooklyn. But we can have one snow-related tune. Do you have a favourite?
If we could have 15 Feet of Pure White Snow by Nick Cave, it would remind me of the moment halfway through the night when I slid the window open onto the fire escape. And at which point, I'm stood in my underpants and a snowdrift hit me round the waist. And, I wouldn't have been any good in the Antarctic, with Scott put it that way. I'd have given up immediately.
This is it. You try and smoke out of a window in Brooklyn and you get a snowdrift around the midriff. Right, 50 feet of pure white snow. Say goodbye, Peter. You're getting on a plane.
Safe home, Pete. See you later.
Where is Mona? She's long gone. Where is Mary? She's taken her alone. But they haven't put their mittens on, and there's 15 feet of pure white snow. Thank you. Marco, where is Mark? Where is Matthew? Now it's getting dark. Oh, where is Joan? They're all out back under 15 feet up. My neighbor waved to me, but my neighbor is my enemy. I kept waving my arms till I could not see. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Is there anybody out there, please? It's too quiet in here and I'm beginning to freeze. I got icicles hanging from my knees. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Is there anybody here who feels this low? Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Raise your hands up into the sky. Doctor, I'm a going man. This is the worst day I've ever had. I can't remember ever feeling this bad. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Where's my nurse? I need some healing. I've been paralyzed by this lack of feeling. I can't even find anything worth stealing. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Is there anyone here who doesn't know? We're under 15 feet of pure white snow. Raise your hands up into the sky.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from No More Shall We Part. That was 15 feet of pure white snow. If you've never seen the video to that one, they are indeed putting their hands into the air. Our very own Jarvis Cocker is in the video, as is Jason Donovan. I said it like the gag did now. What do you call a mobile kebab house? Jason's Donovan. An Australian mobile kebab house? Doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, everybody in the video for that song completely off the nuts and indeed doing some great dancing. Please drink responsibly and all that. If there's a theme to this week's programme, it's probably diner culture of Brooklyn and New York. I've been doing an awful lot of sitting in diners, writing thoughts, diary entries and bits and bobs of lyrics. It's good. I'm a little more anonymous in the US than I am in the UK. Elbow, I haven't had the same level of success over here. So I can go back to people watching, being a nosy bleeder like I used to. And that's what I've been doing right across Christmas and New Year. But yeah, loads of fun. So that would be the theme. I'm going to be playing you some songs that I've heard in the diners of particularly Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And also, my chosen artist this week, my featured artist, is Rainer Tarchek, who's sadly no longer with us, but an amazing guitarist. There's an album called The Inner Flame, which has got lots and lots of tributes to Rainer, songs involving him playing, and then other people's tributes to his songwriting as well. And I'll be playing you tunes from that between now and 4 o'clock, starting with this one from Giant Sand and Rainer. This is how I heard about Rainer in the first place. The song is called The Inner Flame. It's the song that the tribute was named after. And I love it. Have a listen to the lyrics, the way that the sort of the swordplay between two old friends, Howie Gelb and Rainer. Not entirely serious, the words to this song, and in actual fact, I think improvised. Giant Sand and Rainer and The Inner Flame. Do I Giant Sand and Rainer, and The Inner Flame. More from the album of the same name as we go through the programme.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
6 Music is something to be proud of being a part of.
Every DJ really seems to be in love with music.
My word.
Absolutely gorgeous.
From the classic BBC Radiophonic Workshop, I remember sticking that on the record player, putting the headphones on and being immediately hooked.
You're always discovering new music.
It's by an artist called Alorda, and she is so new that she only literally has 28 followers.
Whether you listen to daytime or sort of eccentric evening weekend show,
6 Music gives a voice to the richness of music.
It's their passion, it's the way they live.
Were you taking the topper straight away though when you auditioned?
I thought he was great.
With The Clash, things just fell into place.
Tom York, welcome to the programme.
The voice is doing very well, isn't it?
Certainly.
Wow, thanks Dean.
It's all here on 6 Music.
It's good, isn't it?
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-metal.
I've got an email here from, excuse me, Rachel Beckwith from Bath. She says, Dear Guy, I recently rediscovered Static on the Radio by Jim White and thought it would be perfect for your show. It was originally on a mixtape from my good friend Vincent and always reminds me of him, even though I don't see him as much as I would like to anymore. From the moody film noir style introduction to the inescapably catchy chorus, this tune is just so unusually beautiful. I know you're not one to shy away from playing longer tracks on the radio either, so I won't pretend that this one isn't 6.5 minutes long. Give it a listen if you haven't already. I think it's brilliant. Rachel, I can't help but agree. I've never heard this song before. I love the keyboard that comes around in it every now and again. And it is an absolutely great tune. And we don't mind, it's a little bit longer. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's Jim White, it's Static on the Radio. And I haven't got any details of who's doing the backing vocal on this, but I think it's Amy Mann. I could look on the internet, but what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, and I'll reply to you next week. Here's Jim White with Static on the Radio, a song for Guy recommendation from Rachel Beckwith. Thanks, love.
Troubled times,
and I know.
I just don't slow down from this place where I've been staying. It's Sunday morning and I'm sitting in my truck listening to my neighbors sing. 10 years ago I might have joined in, but don't time change those inclined to think less of what is written than what's wrote between the lines. 'Cause I know
terrific, isn't it? A Song for Guy recommendation from Rachel Beckwith from Bath. That was Jim White and Static on the Radio. And do we think that was Amy Mann singing with him? I think it was. So those of you who are regular listeners to The Finest Hour will know that I'm a huge fan of an album a few years ago by Blue Roses. The album's called Blue Roses. I absolutely adore it. And I'm often asking, when are we going to get another one? It's quite a while since that record. I couldn't suspend my disbelief any longer. I thought she must have done something. Somebody as talented as Laura Groves, which is her real name, must have done something. So rather than looking for Blue Roses online, I googled Laura Groves, and indeed there's an EP out. It's called Thinking About Thinking EP. It's been out a couple of months. You should go online and buy it, because she's a young emerging artist and she needs your support. Don't be stealing it, go and buy it. This is a tune from it called Inky Sea. I'm absolutely in love with Laura Groves' voice. I think she's amazing. And she's going to be my featured artist next week. But here's a little taster from the Thinking About Thinking EP. Here is Laura Groves, a.k.a. Blue Roses, or she used to be Blue Roses, and Inky Sea.
Time you follow me. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Catherine Cracknell. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, says it's eminently sensible to consider further welfare changes for EU migrants. The Work and Pensions Secretary, Ian Duncan-Smith, says he's working with other EU countries to make it harder for migrants to claim benefits. His Labour shadow, Rachel Reeves, spoke to Sky News.
To get further change, you'd need change to EU treaties, but we are in favour of the government working with other European countries to put in place those further restrictions, whether it be to child benefit or to job seekers allowance.
The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says the International Criminal Court should reject an application to prosecute British politicians and senior military figures over alleged war crimes in Iraq. The case was lodged yesterday by lawyers claiming to represent more than 400 Iraqis. Mr. Hague said there had been no systematic torture by troops and individual cases were already being dealt with. Israeli mourners are paying their respects to their former Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, who's lying in state in Jerusalem. The veteran politician and army general died yesterday after 8 years in a coma. His funeral will take place tomorrow. The Deputy PM, Nick Clegg, has revealed that he's learning kickboxing. He said he was rubbish at it, but he did it to keep fit. The Lib Dem leader made the revelation when asked on Five Live who'd win if he had a fight with the Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls. Last week, Mr. Clegg said he'd had a friendly conversation with Mr. Balls after previously admitting the Labour MP was the one politician he didn't like. The Deputy Prime Minister had this answer to the possibility of a physical confrontation.
Well, you know, I'm doing kickbox lessons in a gym. You know, so to keep myself fit. So I, who knows? If I keep doing that, maybe I'll stand a chance.
Really?
I'm not gonna make ringside, you know, predictions on such a closely fought contest. And
that's Six Music News. The next update's 3:30.
This is Six Music.
Six
Music.
Six Music.
Good heavens above! It's Guy Garvey.
Don't know what to do by myself.
beautiful thing, isn't it? Spiritualized, and from the album Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, which if you don't own it, you should own. That's definitely where to start with that band. Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space, that was All of My Thoughts. Great. So we're talking about Rainer Tarcheck. He's my featured artist this week. He died a few years ago, tragically, of a brain hemorrhage. But isn't it wonderful that we can listen to him play, we can hear his music, despite the fact that he's gone, because of recording? Where would we be without recording? Well, you wouldn't be able to hear me for a start. It'd be like, it'd probably sound like this. It's not very interesting, is it? Madeline Peru has done Life Is Fine. Now, interestingly, there's going to be two versions of this song. I'm going to play Madeline with Rainer doing Life Is Fine from the Inner Flame, his tribute record. And then later on in the programme, I'm going to play him doing the song on his own, because there's something immensely touching about hearing him sing as well as play. But this is a really fantastic cover version from Madeline Peru. In fact, we've got two from her this week, because she's very, very good at it. This is her doing Rainer Tarcheck's Life Is Fine. By the way, everyone, if you miss the names of any of the artists or the songs, go to my page on the Six Music website, and it's all there. Madeline Peru and Life Is Fine from the Inner Flame, a tribute to Rainer Tarcheck, who's my featured artist this week. New one from John Smith now. His album's called Great Lakes, and this is called There Is a Stone. I absolutely love it. It reminds me of sort of early John Martin or something, but it's full of energy. That's not to say that I think he's cribbing him. I don't. I think it's just it's got similar aesthetics. It's got similar priorities about it. It's really relaxed but really earnest. I love it. John Smith from the album Great Legs. He's got great legs, as John. From the album Great Lakes, here is There Is a Stone.
tip of my tongue when I need to say something to you. But I shout into the deepest places so it echoes an end, where high walls still hold back and raise the waters black. That someday may take us again. I've laid them out in tribute to thee, and this is the kiss that will stand in the guise of an unspoken promise from me, to light the waiting beacons, illuminate the spires whose high walls still hold back and raise the waters black. That someday may take us table somewhere. He is reminded of you. You are the one whom he shook with promises crooked. Here is a promise that's true. I will shout into the deepest places.
Good, isn't it? John Smith from his new album Great Lakes, that's called There Is a Stone. I'm hugely into White Denim at the moment. I love them doing their thing, letting their prog beast loose. And I actually phoned Pete Turner, the bass player with Elbow, the other day just to say, you should listen to this tune, it's fantastic. It's called Corsicana Lemonade, and it goes like this.
Thank you.
white denim and Corsicana lemonade. This next thing's a beautiful thing. I'm going to have a go at this now. From Mozza Danielson Fresco. There you go. That's as close as I'm going to get. This is called Yearning for a Next. Mozza Danielson Fresco and Yearning for a Next. Lovely, isn't it?
I've never met anybody as normal as me.
This is John Cooper Clarke.
In my long life on this planet, everybody turns out to be weird. I'm here to make you feel at home in your own home. That's my objective. The kind of music that I play is top of the range popular. Swinging stuff from the 40s and 50s, especially Ella Fitzgerald. I try to play an Ella Fitzgerald every time I do a show. You got bands like Television, Rolling Stones, The Ramones, The New York Dolls, Johnny Thunders, plus a few things you've probably never heard of because nobody in the world is as old as I am.
John Cooper Clarke.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
Some emails, I think. Good afternoon, Guy. I'd just like to say thank you very much for suggesting to listen to Laughing Stock. It really is mesmerising. Cheers from Scott Dick in Gatineau, Quebec. Thanks, man. Thank you very much. I'm very proud. Here we go. Guy, Lee Harris is the talk-talk drummer, not Paul Webb. He's the bass player, as you confidently stated on last week's show. I think you should play Rene from It's My Life to make up for the mistake. Not really a punishment. And that's from Jonathan from Kidderminster, who's an ex-talk-talk lighting designer. He was talk-talk's LD. Well, I'll tell you what. When it's a 50-50 like that, I knew Lee Harris and Paul Webb. I've known their names for 20 years. I knew that they were the rhythm section. Whenever it's a 50-50 decision like that, I always get the wrong one. I'm not going to play Rene for you, though, Jonathan, even though you have a good claim to it. I am going to play this for you, though. If you're one of their old lighting designers, if you were their lighting designer throughout the live part of their career. You might have even been present when this recording was made. From London in 1986, this is Talk Talk and Does Caroline Know? And this is live.
Thank you.
Six Music.
This is Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music.
I love that song. That's Blind Faith and Can't Find My Way Home. Whenever I'm about to embark on a long journey, as I am tomorrow, to get home from where I'm making the programme this week in Brooklyn, that's always in my head. Another one that's always in my head is the original version of this next song that Stephen King from Letchworth was put in mind of when I played M Ward's version of Bowie's Let's Dance. This is Madeleine Peru again, doing a cover again, as she was earlier with the Rainer Tarcheck tune. This is Everybody's Talking, made famous, of course, by the film Midnight Cowboy. But a really, really lovely different version. Ladies and gentlemen, Madeleine Peru.
Faces, only the
Madeline Peyrou's version of Everybody's Talking. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Stephen King, not that one, from Letchworth. I don't think it's that one, unless he's moved. If you've got a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. As I record this programme for you, the most spectacular sunset is occurring over the water in Manhattan. I'm going to lean out of my window and take a picture, which will then be on the website. I'm going to do that now while you listen to this next tune. I'm scurrying around to get my phone ready. This is Neil Finn. It's called The Climber. It's a favourite of a long-time listener of ours, Keith Annell. He's a serial Song for Guy recommender. Cheers, Keith. He said he also saw us the other night when I was singing with I Am Clute. That was a good one, wasn't it? Here we go anyway. Cheers, Keith. To my eyes,
might be wise. The stranded either way, such a lonely place. I'm looking out for you among the flies that wait in line for days on end, the night so cold.
Neil Finn and The Climber, a song for guy recommendation from our old friend Keith Annell. Thanks, mate. And Melody's Echo Chamber are just extraordinary. This is one of the tunes that I heard in one of the local Greenpoint diners the other day. A chap called Omar was playing it. I remember playing you a couple of songs from this record when it came out, but I was really swept away by it. In actual fact, I had my headphones on in the corner and I'd just written a lyric I was really quite pleased with. And then I took my headphones off and I heard this song and I felt like giving up.
Yeah.
Melody's Echo Chamber, and the song's called Crystallized, and it's wonderful. Yeah, so the two main diners in Greenpoint that I've been hanging out in the most, the ones I've found to have the best music, one called Mrs. Kim's, and Mrs. Kim is herself a wonderful character. She's a lovely lady. And my friend's Omar, he makes music as well. In fact, I'm going to be passing on some of his stuff to a couple of the six music presenters because it's really, really interesting. But more about that another time. Omar works in this place. There's the girl making jewellery and cigarette boxes who I bought some stuff from. Someone else is a sculptor. My friend Rose is a sculptor and a visual artist. All of them are doing the job to make money, but all of them are doing something else creative. It reminds me very, very much of Oldham Street in Manchester around the time that Elbow were coming through. All our friends were artists and photographers, struggling to make ends meet, but having a really good time in one another's company. And you end up helping each other. You end up doing each other's work for one another. It's great. So yes, it's been quite a nostalgic thing, and also been lovely to meet these new friends as well. So that was for Omard and Rose and Emma, and this next one here is for Erica and crew at the Brooklyn label, which is where I've had my breakfast most days. This is Real Estate, and it's called All The Same, and I haven't played this since it came out, but I absolutely love it, and it made my day to hear it the other day. Lots of love to the bunch of yous.
Cause the night is just another day. All this night.
real estate and all the same. I like to set myself a challenge with my choice of tunes here on The Finest Hour. This is Quim Manuel O Espirito Santo and Senor Dutor and Golas Buin track Do.
Dottore Mengeza, Geza, Kubinga Mona, Sodotore, Ngibane Mona, Sangezile Kale Lungeza di, Geza Mukondangandala Mune, Dottore Ngibane Mona, Sodotore.
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, says it's eminently sensible to be liaising with other European countries about restricting benefit payments for migrants. The Welfare Minister, Ian Duncan-Smith, has been speaking to Italy, the Netherlands and Germany about possible steps that could be taken. The Justice Secretary, Chris Grayling, says he thinks he has a lot of support.
I spent 2.5 years as Employment Minister working in Brussels to try and get the European Commission to accept the need for change. Many other Member States agree with the need for change. There is a groundswell of opinion out there that is absolutely behind Ian in what he's saying.
Thousands of Israelis are paying their respects to their former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, whose body is lying in state outside the parliament. The veteran politician and army general died yesterday. Yael Dayan is an Israeli politician who's campaigned for peace, and although her views are different to Mr. Sharon's, she still mourns his death.
I'm crying again. It was, not a father, but an uncle of the nation, a very loved one. He had a charm that really one couldn't put aside. And I hope he is remembered for the good and brave things.
Police searching for two 12-year-old girls who went missing from their homes in North London yesterday evening say they've been found safe and well. Victoria Popiel and Vitalia Shidlowska-Tyre were last seen walking to a bus stop. Christmas has finally arrived for the six astronauts at the International Space Station. A privately launched unmanned supply ship carrying equipment and food, as well as festive gifts, docked at lunchtime today, a month late because of a breakdown on the space station in December and freezing weather. Six Music Sport, and after the Ashes Test whitewash, England have lost the first one-day international in Melbourne by 6 wickets. Football, and Manchester City will take over from Chelsea at the top of the Premier League if they win at Newcastle this afternoon. Six Music News, your next update from me will be at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Thank you.
you hear somebody coughing through the wall then? Everybody in this apartment building's got the same cough. As my grandad used to say, it isn't the cough that carries you off, it's the coffin they carry you off in. I think it must be something to do with the heating stroke ventilation system. Everyone's got this dry cough. Anyway, not complaining. That was the Cocteau Twins and Wolf in the Breast. As well as Peter Jobson from I Am Clue, I also spent New Year's Eve with Simon Raymond and his lovely Mrs. Abby. They were also having a bit of the Northern Soul. And so, and just a weird coincidence as well that Simon ended up coming out and playing on New Year's Eve with Peter and Joanna and everyone else who was coming out with us that night. Because I'd been listening to the Cocteau Twins that very day with one of my new friends, Omar. So there you go. Lots of love to Simon and Abby. And Happy New Year to everyone. Have I said that yet? How rude. This next band are fantastic. January is a great time for new music. There's always loads. I think I've used half of what I had that I wanted to use this week. So my crack production unit, not that they produce crack for me, my crack production unit at BBC Salford, I don't need any more new music for next week's programme. There you go. Take the afternoon off. This is San Ferman and Cruel the Kind, and it doesn't do what you expect it to in such a delightful way.
I wouldn't worry, your melodramas are embarrassing. My cripple Henry, imagine menace under everything. I wouldn't worry, not about to fall in love again. It's not a moment, it's just a crueler kind of punishment. Ah, when you give in to sin,
San Ferman and Cruel Kind. They're only a year old, that band. Isn't that amazing? They've played a lot round here. I was just looking at the website. But I'm going to play them again. I'd like to hear more by then. San Ferman and Cruel Kind. Have I ever told you the Fiona Apple story? Stop me if you've heard it. Oh, you can't. So Elbow were in Los Angeles, right? Yeah, clang clang. We're in Los Angeles doing Leaders of the Free World, mixing it. And we were invited to a party. Now, this is up in the Beverly Hills. It's like proper one of those Hollywood parties. We were the only people drinking, which was very, very strange. And we do like a drink. Please drink responsibly. And all that anyone could hear all night at this party, the party organiser was like something out of Spinal Tap. It was really quite amazing. And the party organiser, first of all, introduced me to this girl. He said, this is Katie, she's from Scotland. And he presented this girl in a like a yellow sou'wester done up to the top, and she had hair clips in. She had that very deliberately kooky Hal Hartley kind of vibe going on. I don't mean Hal Hartley. Yes, I think I do. She totally was not Scottish. She was making it up. She was pretending to be Scottish. And eventually the party organiser had moved away to introduce other people, I said, you're not Scottish, are you? And she was like, I'll do anything to try and get a job. Right. So I thought it was hilarious. And that was furniture moving upstairs, by the way. Not my guts, if you heard that. Right, so what else? Yeah, all you could hear at this party all night was people saying, Fiona Apple's coming. Fiona Apple's coming. Fiona Apple's coming to this party. Is she? Fiona Apple coming. Now, Pete Turner was a particularly big fan of Fiona Apple. I think he had a bit of a crush on her, actually. So he was very excited. And as the night wore on, only the members of Elbow were getting in any way drunk. And then eventually, somebody went, Fiona Apple's here. Fiona Apple's here. And she walked into the middle of the party. She's a very attractive woman. She walked into the middle of the party, and all eyes were on her, and nobody was talking. They were all just looking at her. And she sort of caught my eye at a bit of a double take, looked me up and down with some disinterest, mild disgust, and left again. Fiona Apple's... Oh, she's gone. Fiona Apple and Sullen Girl from the album Tidal.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hey Mark, it's Martin from Pretty Sweet Power here. You know you wrote all the songs on our Machine Music Joy album? I've no idea how to play them. So can you pop round and show me where to put my fingers and all that?
Mark, it's Duncan, Dutch Uncles. Can I get some more singing lessons off you, mate? The band are saying I'm starting to sound like Barney from Napalm Death. I don't know what to do. Get back soon, will you?
So if you want to hear me not blowing my own trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9. Hello, Paul McCartney, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So my featured artist this week has been Rainer Tarcheck. We've had several very fitting tributes to the man. You must go and buy his buy that tribute album to start with, buy The Inner Flame, which is full of beautiful tributes, including him playing a lot of the time. But also, get some of Rainer's own music. We heard Madeleine Peyrou cover this song earlier on, but she did such a different version of it that I wanted to play his, because I think it's important that you hear the man's voice. The message of this song as well is that he won't die for love. That's the message of the song, and I absolutely love it. Ladies and gentlemen, my featured artist this week, Rainer Tarcheck, and Life is Fine.
fun. Life is fun. Life is fun. Life is fun.
Wonderful. Raina Tarcheck and Life is Fine. I love the Dorothy column. I particularly love this little thing. It's called Sketch for the Summer. I find it endlessly positive and uplifting, even when it's the depth of winter. Kids, that's all we've got time for. I'm leaving Brooklyn. My next programme will be from Manchester. Thanks very much to Green for taking care of my programme over Christmas. Thanks to everybody who wrote in with a Song for Guy recommendations. Looking forward to speaking to you all again next week. Keep it coming thick and fast. Look after one another. Lots of love to Michelle and Peter, the Beckopedia, and everyone who helps me put the programme together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. Just remains for me to say good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington, and I'll see you next week. JCC up next.
The windows are frigid air icebergs, frozen in prickly heat. The vanishing cream victims, a drip-fed amnesia neat. Where the test card melodies warm you in powder blue pseudo Bel Air. Germs and flies alarm you, they whisper the word expel air. The eyes of the night sub-zero peep through the windows of sleep. Everyone's husband is a hero, and ghost insurance men creep through the valley of the long lost women, dreaming under the dryers, eating and sleeping and slimming, according to what is required. They walk through three-colour brochures depicting palms on aquamarine. In the half-built hotels out of focus, they mended the vending machines where 60 Italian love songs are sung to a million guitars. They lick their drinks on sticks among the men with important cigars. Numb to the digital numbers, numb 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lost in a faraway rumba where the oil drums are beaten with sticks. She left her heart in Frisco, she left her room in a mess, she left her hat in the disco, she never left her address. The diving board springs to assistance, throws you off from the shore. Telephones ring in the distance, there are lifts getting stuck between floors. A truck turns into a cul-de-sac, springtime turns to ice. Rucksacks turn into hunchbacks, muscle men turn into mice. In a painless panorama with its perpendicular might, the women are going bananas and disappearing from sight.